Hello and welcome to Purposeful Living with Emily. I'm Emily Fitzpatrick, your host for today's show. I am a woman on a quest. I am on a quest to live with purposeful intention because life without it will rob you of your legacy. So our focus for today's show is courage. We're going to be talking about courage today. If you were with me on the last show, we discussed removing clutter to really focus on the purpose and goals that we have. When we remove that clutter from our life, it allows us to be more intentional and focus in on our dreams and goals. And I don't know about you, but any time in my life that I've had to move forward in my dreams and my goals, I have had so many things come at me, and I think we're all that way. There's so many obstacles that try to get in our way. And there are things that make us want to quit. There are things that make us fear and get scared and want to surrender and give up. And we have to muster up that courage. Courage is a big thing. I speak to thousands of women every year in my career field. And the number one thing I see that women battle is courage. They really lack in fear. And many of us as women have anxiety and worries. And so this morning, in honor of Mother's Day weekend, I have a very special guest to be with us to talk about courage, and that is my mom, Rebecca Johnson. This woman has pushed me, inspired me, helped me, and just over and over and over again, she has given me courage. So Mom, welcome to the show today. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, honey. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for being the first person to call me mommy.
Aww.
It's been such a wonderful blessing watching you become the amazing woman that you are today. And I just got to tell you, honey, I just couldn't be more proud of you than
Aww.
I am.
Well, it goes both ways. So it's Mother's Day weekend, and let's talk about courage as moms. Let's talk about how we've had to have courage as moms. You start.
Okay. All right. So, when I was 19 years old, I had a vision for my life, and that vision was to marry a nice Christian guy, like my grandmother told me to do. I wanted two children. I was hoping to have a boy and a girl, and my dream was just to be a mom and live happily ever after. And you know what? It actually started out that way, but when you were five, as you know, when you were five and your brother was three, I suddenly found myself a single mom with no college education, no source of income. And right then and there, my dreams kind of crumbled. And wow, I was actually terrified. Mm-hmm. That's the only word I can think of it for it is just being terrified, being 24 years old, two kids, and scared to death. And because you know what? It just wasn't the way it was supposed to happen. And I had, of course, throughout high school, I'd experienced heartaches in relationships before, but this time was different. It wasn't just me. I now had two children that really counted on me to find the courage to get up every day and put one foot in front of the other and take care of them. I remember one time I really wanted so bad to cry. I mean, my heart was broken. I was scared. I wanted to cry. But I remember thinking, you know what? If you start crying, if you let that one tear fall, you're never going to stop crying, and you're not going to be able to take care of your kids. And so, you know, you just kind of suck it up. And I believe that what happens is that a mother's courage is really birthed through the love they have for their children. It's, you know, from the day you're born, the day your child's born, you know that it's your job to protect them until they're old enough to take care of themselves. And over and over, I've heard other mothers say you kind of become that mama lion or that mama bear, you're going to take care of your babies.
Well, you know, I just have to say to everyone listening, her job raising myself and my brother was no easy task. We were two hellions as teenagers, and Mom, you handled everything so well, and you were just such an overcomer. And so many times I've watched you face obstacles, and you've had to walk through them with courage. And you've continued to inspire me. And when you were talking about that crying episode, it made me think of Savannah. When I have two children, Savannah and Jacob, a boy and a girl. And Savannah's 12 now, but when she was a newborn, I don't remember, she had all that colic and she was crying all the time. And my very first month of being a mom, I thought, I'm going to have this cute, cuddly baby and we're going to snuggle. And she couldn't hardly even be held. She just would stiffen up like a board, and she would scream and cry sometimes, you know, 10 or 12 hours. and I just was so stressed out. And my husband and I were newly married, and I remember our very first fight was one night after she was about a month old, and 12, 1 a.m., something around there, I just kind of lost it because she'd been crying, and I got in my car and left. I just walked out the front door. I couldn't even do it. And I called you, Mom, and I remember sobbing and saying, I cannot do this. I don't want to be a mom. I can't take care of this baby. I just don't know how. I suck. You know, all of these things. And you just continued to encourage me and tell me, you know, that I can, and that I can have courage, and that I can move forward, and I'm going to be a good mom. And so I so appreciate that. And I came home that night, and I drove around for about an hour because I just felt so stressed out. But when I came in, my husband was ticked off, and he was cooking eggs, and he had Creed jamming. I mean, jamming so loud. And so, poor little Savannah was just in her swing, just swinging, and her little toes were cold as ice cubes, and she was red-faced. And I think he was having his own meltdown, and he was mad because I was leaving. But that was a rough time. But you know what? And it got easier. About after 3 months, it got a little easier. But, you know, I remember also going in to deliver Jacob, my second, and Mom was with me, and it was a scheduled delivery, and we're standing in the room, and I'm trying to get my hospital gown on, and I'm crying, saying, I don't want to do this. This baby, I can't take, I don't want this thing. I can't push it out. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And you said, it's coming out. Like, you're doing it. You're doing it. You know, today's the day. It's happening. So sometimes you just need those people in your life that just push you, even when you want to retreat and give up and cry. And so, Mom, you've totally been that for me. And I've seen you in your career field overcome. You know, you said, you know, you had no college education. So tell me how, and tell our listeners how you've overcome some things in your career.
Well, one of the first things I did when I realized that I was going to have to support you guys on my own, I called my girlfriend. That's what we always do when we are having a crisis. You call a friend. And she told me that her ophthalmologist, her doctor, the doctor she worked for, was hiring, and I was able to get an interview. And the funny thing was, is at that time, I didn't even know what ophthalmology was. I thought, well, my first day of work there, I thought I was going to work for a foot doctor. So, the first time I was sent to an ophthalmology conference, I got that bug. I wanted to get up. I wanted to be the speaker. I wanted to grow into that position. I thought, wow, that would be so cool if by the time I was 50, I could be up there speaking to people and presenting. So I started submitting courses. And the first time I was asked to speak at a large ophthalmology technician conference, I was so excited and so honored that they had asked me to do it. But of course, as the excitement kind of wore off and turned into extreme anxiety as the day got closer. And I remember just a few hours before I was to be on stage, as I was having breakfast, I ran into this lady who I don't remember her name, but she really helped me. She said, you know what? She said, they're going to love you. Just be yourself. Get on that stage and tell them what you know. And I wanted to run away. I wanted to throw up or do anything but get on that stage. But suddenly I realized that it didn't matter whether I was scared. I had already committed to it, and I just had to do it scared. Mm-hmm. And so it turned out okay, because 15 years later, organizations are still inviting me to go up on big stages and tell what I know. And this has led to an amazing career that's allowed me to travel to 49 of the 50 states and all throughout Canada speaking and meeting a lot of great people. And you would think by now that I would be used to it. But I got to tell you, Emily, every time I get on stage, I'm still doing it scared.
Well, and you know, you guys, I want you to know that when I started the nonprofit that I lead 10 years ago, I wanted you, Mom, to be my speaker because, you know, her speaking career had really taken off and she's dynamic. And I just said, I'll lead, you know, and do all the back end and you be the face. And you told me, you know, step it up, do it scared. And I'm 39 years old and you're still telling me, step it up, do it scared. And you've pushed me. And I'm like you, every time I get on a stage, it doesn't matter how many times you do it, you still have to have that courage. But you know what, ladies, as you step out and you follow your goals, whether it's speaking or just being a mom. I mean, that's a tremendous calling to be a stay-at-home mom or a homeschool mom. You know, whatever the task is or goals or dreams you have or wherever you're at in life, we all have to muster up that courage. And it can be really challenging. But, you know, sometimes we just have to do it scared, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So I want to talk to you quickly before we wrap up today about a verse. You know, it is Mother's Day weekend and we're talking about courage. And Mom, I love you and I thank you for all the courage you've given me. And I just want to say to all the moms out there, just keep being strong. Motherhood is hard. And those that have raised kids and you're on the other side, you know, Mom, your kids are grown and you're still pressing through to
hanging out with your kids, which is an amazing blessing.
Yes.
I love the fact that I'm a grandma and I love watching my two kids raise their kids. That's been one of my greatest pleasures in life.
Well, the verse I want to share is Deuteronomy 31:6. And it was when Moses, after 40 years of leading the people around through the wilderness, you know, God told him he was not going to carry them into the promised land. It was going to be Joshua that did that. And Moses, his words to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31:6 was, "Be strong and courageous. The Lord your God goes before you. He will never leave you or forsake you." And so I just want to just encourage you with that today, because be strong and courageous. You know, in working with women, I see so many of them going through situations, and whether it's financial or health related, relationship related, but you know, we're strong and we're resilient. And so as we celebrate Mother's Day, we celebrate you, we celebrate all women. And we just want to encourage you to continue to discover and dream and dare and do it with courage. So thank you for hanging out with my mom and I. Love you, Mom.
Love you, Em.
Everybody have a good day, and I look forward to being with you on the next show.